Says Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk car in the West. Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, "Now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night." He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk car in the West.
Yeah!
One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. It drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart. He didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, "If you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man." "Oh, why don't we play cards for her?" he sneeringly replied. "And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side." Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his arch. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Yeah!
Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and a milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops are rattling in their crate. They won't forget Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
The one and only Mr. Benny Hill right there, would you believe, with Ernie? Thank you.
It's number one. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Radio 1.
Yuletide greetings, everyone. Chris Grant here with the Christmas Day results to DJ Wayne competition number 11. Our Nightingale, suitably dressed in her Christmas finery, has hired a pair of reindeer and a sledge to carry off His Highness the Emperor Roscoe off to the weighing-in at a famous pub in London, which is used for weighing well-known boxers. So let's go there now.
Right!
Well, to weigh Roscoe today, we've come to a very famous pub in the West End of London, which is used to weigh all the boxers. And right in front of me are these very extraordinary-looking scales, which belong to the British Boxing Board of Control. They're their scales which have been used to weigh everybody, all the most famous boxers in the world. And just to kind of keep Roscoe company, we have got a boxer with us, haven't we, Roscoe?
Yes, we do, Annie, and good morning to you.
Indeed. Now, we have got with us Gypsy Johnny Frankham. Now, Gypsy, you've got a fight coming up soon.
I have, yes. 12 stone 3 on the 25th of January. And I'm about 10 to 12 pounds overweight at the moment, and I've got to get that off.
Oh. Well, Roscoe, do you think you're overweight at the moment? Would you like to know from Gypsy Johnny just how a boxer loses weight?
Well, I've been getting all the tips, you see, and at the moment I'd probably like to lose about 10 pounds. I shall definitely have a try. And I would also like to thank Mike Barrett and also Gypsy for having come by here. on such a day, such an occasion. And of course, everybody knows I'm a lover, not a fighter. But being a tennis player, I have challenged Gypsy at any time and place for charity that he wishes to oppose me on the tennis court. We shall have a go.
Really? And I'll be umpire.
Yes, why not?
Now, to Wei Roscoe, we have a gentleman who's described as a matchmaker. Is that right?
That's
and his
good.
Name is Mickey Duff, and he arranges all the boxing matches. And you are used to weighing boxes, are you, Mickey?
That's right, I am.
Right, so you're going to tell us what Roscoe weighs.
Sure, jump on, Roscoe. Roscoe Bell, 11 stone, 4 pounds and 2 ounces.
Is that what you thought?
Well, it's pretty close, Annie, but, you know, I had a pretty heavy meal for breakfast this morning.
Oh, well, I think that's very healthy. Mind you, you did take most of your clothes off, unlike everybody else who's been taking
clothes. Well, I thought it was supposed to be fair, you see. And as I wear heavy jackets and all that, it could have been a bit deceiving.
Yeah.
So here I am in more natural.
And well, almost your natural. I think your mauve and white Bermuda shorts have got a lot to answer for.
They're very, very nice.
They're very pretty.
I'm going out in the street in them afterwards to see what happens.
Yeah, well, you'll get torn to pieces, I should think. Roscoe, Mickey, Gypsy, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Radio 1.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Roscoe. And thank you, Gypsy. And now for the winner of DJ Wayne Competition number 11. Who is Linda Henshaw of 12 Sussex Drive, Bury in Lancashire. Well done, Linda. We hope those 20 top LPs will come as a pleasant Christmas surprise to you.
It's great!
The greatest!
And now for the runners-up. Fiona Jenner of Ostley, Middlesex. Dee Hurst of Batley, Yorkshire. Ricky D of Brentwood, Essex. T. Curtin of Highgate, London, North Six. Mrs. J. Hopkins of Belgreen, Coventry. Miss S. Hood of Feltham, Sussex. Miss Eva Crewcook of Stoneleigh, Warwickshire. Miss C. Chapel of Wheelergate, Nottingham. Well done, all of you, coming your way right now through the post are signed photos of your main man, Emperor Roscoe. Do stay with us here on Radio 1 for the best in entertainment. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Radio 1.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing and dance.
Don't you think?
Peace throughout the land.
That's the song I need.
Merry Christmas, baby. How are you? That is the sound of the New Seekers right there. Their new release, Buzzin' the Charts, this week at number four. In from nowhere, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Happy New Year. I have just had some people arrive in the studio who are working upstairs like in the canteen, and they came down to give me some money for the wireless for the blind fund. Don't actually give it to me. Send it to 138 Tottenham Court Road. But as you're here, my darlings, who do you want to say hello to?
Mr. and Mrs. S. Bishop, 250 High Street, Jarrow, County Durham.
Doesn't she talk quiet? Yes, next.
Mr. and Mrs. Gilder, Elm Farm, Beckford.
Right, and my friend, who do you want to say hello to?
Mr. and Mrs. Savin, Leedens Park, Broadway, in Worcestershire.
There you go. Now, is anybody feeling romantic?
When you're near me, I feel so romantic.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Each week in this show, we say hello to some of the people who are apart from each other. And today, David in Worthing is apart from Nora Badley of 29 Marlborough Road in Oxford. He wants to send love to you, Nora. And Chris is away in Switzerland, and he wants to tell Angela Woodhouse of 22 Heathlands Road in Chandlesford. He loves you very much. And the switchboard. You've just been listening to Smokey Robinson and the Miracles right there. Christmas every day. And just let me say to you,
you're so sweet, you're so fine. I want your all and everything just to be mine. You're my baby, because you're my love. For your love.
baby.